Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wednesday Night Readings with Diane Lenning. We will begin in just a few moments. We will be reading in Revelation tonight.
Thank you.
Readings with Diane Linning. This is Diane Linning, your host, coming to you live from the United States of America. Tonight we're reaching out to Thailand and all Thai speakers everywhere. We know there are many in Europe and America and around the world. And of course, we are happy to have anyone listen who understands Thai or English. And even if you're trying to learn English and you speak another language, we do provide other nights when we provide interpretation in Spanish, Vietnamese, Swahili, and now Urdu from Pakistan. So if you know someone who would like to call in and interpret what we're reading, please email me at diane@linning.com, and we'd like to have you call in to interpret the Bible or the books we're reading in your language so that people can hear the Word of God in their own native language. Of course, we would like everyone to learn English. I think that would be helpful. And since we're talking about that, I just finished writing a book for learning English for Thai speakers. And our producer, Maria, is in Thailand now as we speak, and they're going to be using that program in some Thai schools over there. I believe she said white school. And I've filmed some videos myself that if you are a Thai speaker and want to learn some English, you could look for it too. It's on YouTube.com. You just click into, open a window on the internet, and it's at www.youtube.com, YouTube.com, and just type in Diane Linning. I do have many videos, but I believe they'll just show up. If you look, it has a picture of me on these particular videos, and it says Learning English for Thai Speakers, and you want to start with the first one. Now, if you already speak English, you may not need the worksheets I have with it, but if you're at the very beginning of learning English and want my worksheets, just email me at diane@linning.com, and I'll email you back the worksheets that you can use along with that. It's not a totally comprehensive program. If you speak a little English, it will help a little better to do better in the program. We're so glad you're with us tonight. Let's open in prayer. Let's bow our heads together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity of this time together with our friends around the world who speak English and tonight Thai and other languages. We are grateful that we're all children of God and part of the same family, and that this mechanism has been provided for people to hear all around the world. We pray, Lord, for healing tonight for Nancy, our co-host who's sick tonight with a sore throat and hoarse and can't speak. We pray that you would touch her and heal her. We pray for our producer, Maria, who's in Thailand right now. Lord, that you would continue to bless her in the great work she's doing there. We know that she has been making a difference. And I call her Mother Maria, because indeed she is standing on behalf of the missing mothers there in Thailand as Mother Maria for many young children in Thailand. We pray, Lord, that you would bless all the workers in Thailand. I can't pronounce all their names. I wish Maria were on here to do that, but Lord, you know who they are. And we just pray, Lord, that you would bless them and anoint them, give them health and strength to carry forth the great work of teaching and educating our children in Thailand and around the world. For we know that our youth are our tomorrow. And we praise the Lord for our youth. We pray you will bless our youth. Protect them and keep them and help them to grow up to be good people following God. And of course, God, I pray that they will be Christians, that they will come to know the Lord, but we love all of them, whatever their religion or their politics. We look first for their heart and their soul, that it be one that worships and loves God and does good around the world and shows love to one another. Lord, we pray for peace and harmony around the world. We pray that the knowledge of God in others would bring peace and harmony. We pray for protection for all of our Christian family around the world, that those who wish to do harm to others would be stopped, Lord. Just speak to their hearts and their minds that what they do is evil and it would be better to do good. Just like you stopped Saul on the road and you changed his name to Paul and you gave a revelation to him of the reality of God, we pray, Lord, that you would reveal yourself to people around the world, to everyone around the world, so that they can have opportunity to choose the way of righteousness, of walking in light. And we pray these things in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen. I'm going to sing Amazing Grace in a few minutes, and I'm going to be reading from Psalms 140, where we hear a prayer of David, and I'm also going to be reading our next chapter in Revelation in our study of Revelation. I think Revelation can really open understanding for a lot of people around the world and what's happening now. And we're a little bit ahead on my Friday night lesson because we just speak in two languages. So if you want to listen to different parts of it each week, you can also listen on Friday night at this same station, blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Linning. I find Revelation to be so revealing, which is what the word means, is the revelation is a revealing of the end time. And it was a revelation given by God to St. John the Divine when he was on the island of Patmos, because God wanted us to know what his plans are. And we know the Bible says in other places that in the end time, he will reveal more and more to us. So each time we read the Bible will be opportunity for God to reveal more of what it means to us. So I am doing an overlapping program or plan in reading Revelation, which I might repeat a little bit each time and then go on to the next portion. Because as I've said before, it is a difficult chapter to understand, and we are going to call upon the Lord to give us understanding. So I'm going to be doing music throughout to give my voice a break, since it's just me tonight. So before I read in Psalms, I'd like you to hear this song that kind of goes along with that psalm I'm going to be reading, How Great is Our God, sung by Bethany Dillon. And of course, you can always order these songs online. How Great is Our God? You just Google them on the internet. This is connected to what I'm going to be reading, and I'll explain it to you after we hear the song, and just worship the Lord together as we hear how great is our God. Indeed, he is great.
All the earth rejoice. He wraps himself.
praise the name of the Lord. Indeed, our God is great, and He will meet the needs that we request if we but ask. I'm going to read in Psalm 140. This is a prayer of King David to be delivered from Saul. And I just mentioned Saul a few minutes ago, how Saul used to do the works for the evil one, but he became converted. Even the most evil can be converted and become Christians and come to know God and then do good for God. So let's continue to believe and pray for the wicked ones in our areas, that God would reveal Himself to them, soften their hearts, and change their lives to be like Jesus as well. In Psalm 140, King David says, "Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man." Do you have violent people in your area who harm you as Christians? David felt the same thing. "Deliver me, preserve me from the violent man, which imagine mischiefs in their heart. Continually they are gathered together for war." That sounds like today, doesn't it? "They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison is under their lips," Selah. "Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent man who have purpose to overthrow my goings." So here's a way that we can learn how to pray. "Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve us from the violent men, and yet change their hearts as well." Verse 5. "The proud have hid a snare for me," or a trap, "and cords, that they have spread a net by the wayside. They have set gins for me," or set traps for me. "I said unto the Lord, Thou art my God. Hear the voice of the supplications, O Lord. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, Thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves." In other words, he's saying, don't allow the evil deeds that the wicked want to do to happen, Lord. Make it so that it won't work, what they want to do against good people. 9. "As for the head of those that compass about me, let the mischief of their own lips cover them." In other words, let their own mischiefs affect them, not us Christians. 10. "Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, that they rise not up again." In other words, he's praying that the Lord God will take care of them, will cause them not to want to rise up against Christians. 11. "Let not an evil speaker be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright, those standing up, shall dwell in thy presence." Praise the name of the Lord. What a strong word of prayer David gives there. And I just feel like I need to read a little bit more in Psalm. Let's go on in 141. I think someone needs this word of encouragement tonight with how to pray. "Lord, I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hand as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness and let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head, for yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. So he's praying for proper instruction to help him to grow in the Lord, that the righteous would reprove him and tell him how to correct himself. Not yet judge him, but in the righteous mean those who are mature in the Lord, who have studied and prayed for many years and have reached or are beginning to reach the stature of Christ. But that doesn't mean for all of us to just start reproving and judging others. But there are those whom God will appoint to do that. Mature Christians. Verse 6. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape. What a way to close his prayer. I'm going to read that last verse again. Let the wicked, in other words, the wicked are those who follow Satan and want to do evil to others and want to harm others. And they set nets and traps to harm others out of their evil and wicked spirits because they serve Satan. But here David is praying, let the wicked fall into their own traps and their own nets, while I and you and I will escape. Let us pray for the escape of our fellow and sister Christians in Christ, that those who devise evil intent, evil traps against our brothers and sisters in Christ would fall into their own traps and fail in their wicked plans to harm others. That's a prayer that you can refer to and read in Psalm 140 and 141 that may help you in time when you don't know exactly how to pray, but perhaps you're feeling like David did. Praise the name of the Lord. I just feel led to read the next chapter, but I'm going to read it in a few minutes. Let's listen to the rest of this song for a few seconds and worship the Lord and keep praying. Lord, be with us, Lord. Let those who set evil traps against the good people to fall into their own net, their own traps, pray. Protect our Christians around the world. Help the evildoers to be blinded to our Christian family, that they will not harm them, hurt them. We worship you, Lord. We praise your name. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. The next chapter is 142. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare or a trap for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, Lord, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutor, for they are stronger than I. If you're feeling like you're in that position of being brought very low, and the eyes of your persecutor are upon you and is stronger than you, let's pray this together. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteousness shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Praise the name of the Lord. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness. Praise the name of the Lord. At this time, we're going to give opportunity for those who haven't yet come to know the Lord, if you'd like to come to know the Lord Jesus tonight and join the family of God. We're going to give you opportunity to do that now. But I like to tell a little bit about what you're doing before you make that decision, because God allows you to make that choice. He's a gentleman. It says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You know, it is very important to receive God's best gift, because in receiving Jesus Christ, we receive forgiveness for all our sins. And it is through Jesus Christ that we receive entrance into heaven. It says in John 1:2, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God." John 3:3, Jesus said, "You must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven." Romans 5:8, "But God proves his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ died for us." John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." So that means we can all talk to God by calling and talking to him in Jesus' name. He's our advocate, our way to speak to God. John 10:10, "I am come that they might have life, that's you and me, and that we might have it more abundantly." And we thank the Lord Jesus for his gift, his sacrifice of giving his life on the cross, and by his blood we are cleansed of our sins and we are healed. Praise the Lord. I want to read that one in Isaiah, talking about healing. Isaiah 53:4-5, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows," when he died on the cross. "Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions and sins. He was bruised for our iniquities," our sins. "The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, his wounds, we are healed." Praise the name of the Lord. So if you'd like to accept the Lord Jesus into your heart right now, bow your head and pray this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I am separated from you. I have been walking in darkness. I want to step out right now and begin to walk in the light with you, Lord Jesus. I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins, and I receive your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from my way and go your way. Lord Jesus, I now invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life. And I thank you for the gift that you gave us of the Holy Spirit, who will guide me and guide us in our walking in the light in our walk with Jesus, that we will grow into adult Christians, into the stature of Jesus Christ, according to the example he's given us in the New Testament scriptures. We pray these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. The angels in heaven sing and praise the Lord every time new Christians come into the Lord's family. And we're so happy that you have joined God's family tonight. And we will continue to pray for you as we do constantly every week on our show. And let's just take a few minutes here together, and everyone, let's worship and praise the Lord for these new ones who've come to know the Lord. And let's listen to "Here I Am to Worship," sung by Tim Hughes. "Here I Am to Worship." Just praise the Lord now. Take this time together to praise the Lord. Thank you. "Here I Am to Worship." We worship you, Lord.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that makes this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above.
Together one, altogether one.
praise the name of the Lord. Now remember, we have been reading in Revelation, and one of the verses that has been repeated throughout is, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." And we are the churches, the children of God living today, are the descendants of the churches that he was talking about at this time. I've listed them before. And he is saying, to him that overcometh, to those of us who make it to the end as Christians, will get to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. We're going to find out about the second death later on, near the end of Revelation. So this is a foreshadowing. It's an allegorical technique or literary technique used in advanced literature. When you give a foreshadowing, you are telling just a little bit about something that you're going to be talking about more in detail later to kind of entice you to read more. Now, I'm not exactly sure which chapter we're on since Nancy is not with us, but that's okay because I'm overlapping anyway and repeating a little bit each time. So I'm going to start tonight in chapter 3 of Revelation. So if you haven't read 1 or 2, you might want to do that tomorrow or after we get off of the radio show. But in chapter 3, it says, "And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If, therefore, thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee." Now, many people believe that verse is referring to when the Lord comes again on the earth, and takes us away in what many people call the rapture. He will come as a thief. And if you're not watching, if you're not prepared, if you're not worshiping the Lord and keeping in the mind of the Lord, you might not know what hour Christ will come upon thee. Verse 4, "Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy." Now, white is a color that the Lord God chose for purity, as written here in the scripture, and it was chosen thousands of years ago. So it has nothing to do with current day discussions of colors. Okay, 5, "He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment." That's clothing. "And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." So when we stand before God at that great white throne judgment, he's telling us here what will happen, that when we have overcometh as Christians and made it to the end of our life as Christians, our name will remain in the book of life. And Jesus will tell our Father of our name and before his angels. Again, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." He's saying, listen to what I'm saying. Hear it. And change your life according to it. In other words, if you want to make it to the end, we've got to find out how to be an overcomer, to walk like Christ, to be as much without sin as we can, to live a godly life. Verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, he's telling here again, telling John to write the church this, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation or trial, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. You might want to think about that one again. He says, I will keep thee from the hour of trial, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. 11, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. There's a reference verse here if you want to read more about that. In it says CH, I believe that's Chronicles 2. Verses 10 and 25, and Chronicles 22 and 7, and Chronicles 12, 20. But it doesn't say 1st or 2nd Chronicles, so if that doesn't seem to relate, you might want to look in Corinthians. They usually say a Roman numeral 1 or 2 in front of it. I'll tell you what, I will look that up during one of the songs. And I'll get back to you on that. Okay, verse 12. He that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He's talking about us, or we, you, that overcome. He will write upon our foreheads his name and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem. Listen to this part, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. Wow, that's a deep verse. Again, this is important because he keeps repeating this one. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Because that is repeated over and over tells me that it's important that we listen to this, and that some are going to have difficulty hearing and listening to this and understanding. So pay attention. Let's read it over. Let's ask the Lord to give us understanding. Verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So he doesn't want us to be lukewarm, where we just attend church and just sit there He wants us to participate. He wants us to be a part of what's happening in our churches. He wants us to do what he's called us and wants us to do. Verse 16, so then because thou art lukewarm, he's telling the church at Laodicea, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. In other words, he's not too happy when we are in that state or condition. He wants us to be hot for the Lord, to work with all our heart and all our mind. 17, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou may beest rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chastise. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. So when God loves us, he corrects us, and he tells us in our heart and our spirit what we could do to do better. And he convicts our spirits if we have been doing what he does not want us to do. That's how the Spirit of the Holy Spirit works as a guide to us, by in giving us impressions. I don't believe necessarily we would hear an audible voice, but I know God has that power. But I think the way I have felt it work within my life has been I have felt impressions and realizations that perhaps I should not do that anymore, and it would be better to do this. And I believe that's the Holy Spirit giving you knowledge of a better way. Verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. That was one of my favorite verses, because as a kid in my Bible, I had a zip around Bible, and that was the picture that I used to look at the most when I was sitting looking at my Bible. It was a picture of Jesus standing at a door, and it was supposed to be your heart's door, knocking and saying, if any man or woman, if any person hear my voice and opens the door to your heart, I will come in and sup with you and you with me. Now, in English, when we use the pronoun he or him, that includes all of humankind, whether you be man, woman, or child. I think they do that just for ease of understanding, so you don't say everyone or him, her, she, and child. They just use the one pronoun. But that means all of us. And here's a good, important verse, 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to try to sing Amazing Grace. I'm not going to sing at all because it has so many verses. And I'm going to rest my voice and then come back and sing some more. I have got my keyboard out, but I don't have it hooked up yet. It's electric. So eventually I'm going to be able to play music with you and some drum, but I want to get that hooked up and working properly. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but had taught my heart to fear. Sing it with me. And grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. We'll be back and sing some more of that for you after I give my voice a chance to rest. I ate some chocolate that my husband gave me for Valentine's Day, and I'm allergic to chocolate, so it makes me a little hoarse. Usually my voice is a little better than that, but I've just sung that for you to learn that song. It's a wonderful song, Amazing Grace, that people have sung for a couple hundred years and often sing it over and over to praise the name of the Lord. And let's just praise the name of the Lord now. And Lord, I lift your name on high, as sung by Stuart Townsend. Let's worship and praise the Lord together. Lord, I lift your name on high. Keyboard, but I just don't have it hooked up yet. We'll do that eventually. I'm adding each week and each month to what we're doing here. Let's sing it together. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but that with me softly. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. One more time. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now we see the path. Now we see how to walk in the light, Lord. We pray that you would be with those, especially those who have, during this service today or tonight, who've accepted and received the Lord Jesus as their Savior. Lord, we pray that you would protect them and watch over them. Lord, we pray that you would give them understanding as they begin to read the Scripture, beginning in John onward. We pray, Lord, that you would help them to stand together in their communities around the world. Stand for each other in help and in supplication, praying for one another, helping one another in need of food or work or kindness. Help them to show kindness and love toward one another and to pray for one another and to pray for their enemies, those that would harm against them, that their enemies may come to know you as well. Pray. We bind the spirits of evil in this world right now in the name of Jesus, that they would not be able to cause the harm and the havoc that evil wants to do. Lord, and we lose the spirit and the power of your angels around the world on the behalf of Christians. And for your glory, Lord, that your name would be glorified and that your kingdom would come on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we pray for your return. That many millions hear about you, your word, would come to know you as their first Lord. Thank you. Let's just praise the Lord together the last couple of minutes as we worship together while listening to the song. Praise the name. We worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Him. We worship Almighty, Everlasting Father. And worship. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. This is Diane Linney, your host. Until next time, I'd like you to remember that you can email me at diane@linning.com and that you can look at our radio shows online and listen any time of day or night at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Linning. And we're just so glad you've been with us tonight, and we look forward to our time together next time. Remember, we're on every Wednesday and Friday evenings, unless I have something that comes up, but I do try to post it. You can look on Facebook for when we're on the air. Remember, God loves you, and I love you too. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.